kind of stand here and hide, like, up against the wall just for a second and wait for the doors to close so that way she doesn't know that I fucked up. So I was just kind of standing here hiding up against this wall waiting, and the doors aren't closing for the longest time. But while I was standing there, I looked across here, and there's a giant mirror right there. And I could see her and these other people, and they're just looking at me, and I'm just standing here hiding against this wall. I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, hey. And then the doors closed right at that moment, so that's the last thing anybody saw. So I was like, oh, man. I don't think that happens to normal people ever. I don't know what the hell that was. I should have just been like, oh, sorry, wrong way, and then gone. But instead, I turned it into a whole awkward world of shit there. But that's all right. I was doing a promo interview for my new CD, Let's Get Suicidal, which is available on iTunes. And they asked me, what are my two favorite things? And I was like, cooking and masturbating. And I don't really know what the second thing would be. But that's neither here nor there anyway. But I'm sorry if I seem like a little extra kind of nervous on top of everything, but I'm going through kind of a breakup situation, and my friends are tired of hearing me bitch about it. I know it's been about 9 years now or whatever, but it sucks when it happens. And no, but I was seeing this girl for a little while not too long ago who was cool, and I don't think she knew this, and this is important, I think, for the ladies out there. I think there's some things that women shouldn't say when you're actually in the middle of, you know, the act of having sex or whatever. Like, I have no problem if you're doing that, and at one point the girl wants to say, you know, something like, you know, oh, I really like it when you do this down there, whatever that is. But this girl would always be like, oh, I really like it when people, and I was like, people? That's not the right word at all, right? Yeah. That's not even, like, gender specific. You just kind of picture a big crowd of people, like at the DMV or something like that. I don't know. And the other one, and I don't want to get too graphic or whatever, but I have no problem if at one point the girl wants to say, hey, I really like your penis or whatever. This girl would always be like, oh, wow, I really like penises. And I was trying to tell her, like, penises, that's not a compliment at all, right? It's not saying anything, you know? It's not hard to put the word your, you know, in there. And the last one, again, I know we're in mixed company or whatever, but I guess that at one point she had shaven her vagina and it came out wrong for some reason. And she was walking around and she kept on going, oh man, see now everybody's going to think that, and I was like, why everybody? Why would everybody even be seeing that? So anyway, that's enough about her. A buddy of mine's also going through a breakup, and he called me recently to ask about his ex, and he was like, hey, did she seem kind of crazy to you? And then I remembered the first time that he introduced me to her. He's a comic also, so we went to this bar, and he introduced me to her, and then he went out to make a phone call or something. So it's just she and I, and it's before the place opens, so there's nobody else there. And we're just sitting there talking for a couple minutes. And all of a sudden, I smelled a fart a little bit, you know, which was fine. And I didn't want to, like, embarrass her or whatever, so I didn't say anything, which I think is the right thing to do. So I'm just sitting there with her. And then all of a sudden, she said to me, she goes, ew, did you fart? And I was like, no. And nice try, but there's only two of us here, right? Like, you can't fart and then blame it on the only other person in the room, right? I mean, that's crazy. And so I was trying to explain that to her. I was like, no, if Carl was still here, then maybe I would think it's him and then he thinks it's me. And you can create kind of like a reasonable doubt situation. But in this case, it's impossible for me to be the one that farted. And then she got mad. She was like, ew, I'm going to go. You farted. And so I told my buddy, I was like, yeah, she's batshit out of her fucking mind. I don't know who tries that. But anyway. One more really quick story about farting, and then I'm going to change the subject completely. No, I have to say this one only because it happened with the girl from 9 years ago. But I was in a hotel, and we were getting ready to go out for the evening, and she was sitting on the bed, and I had to go to the bathroom. And you know how sometimes the hotels have really thin doors, and I was kind of self-conscious about making the noise. So I was in there, and have you ever done that thing where you try to flush the toilet at the same time to try to cover up like the initial noise of it or whatever?